שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. התעלו בשם קודשו, התעלו בשם קודשו, ישמח לב לבד שהשם, ישמח לב לבד שהשם. התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח לב לבד שהשם, ישמח לב לבד שהשם.
Shalom, חברים, הסיריות בתורנות,
the tents on duty are the Hungaria Kropnitsky 10, Mexico, Tulsingo, and France, Tel Aviv, Petach Tikva 10, number 32. We will now read an excerpt from Mabash's letter number 8, after which each friend will be requested to write what he means to do during the lesson in order to achieve the love of friends, as is described by Rabash. Again, we'll read an excerpt, letter 8 by the Rabash. First of all, Hungary.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, world, please. Together. We are here with the fear and the gratitude. After seeing the fantastic example of the European friends during the Sukkot holiday in Petach Tikva, we also fear that we have to take this huge responsibility what we have for Europe and for the whole world. But at the same time, we are in great gratitude that we are accepting the invitation from the Creator to pray, to be together, to create one Kli, especially that for such small groups like Hungary, this is truly a lifeline that we can now join into this single worldly 10 or European 10. So let us feel our responsibility and at the same time with huge gratitude prepare for the lesson. Thank you very much.
כן, ועכשיו אנחנו נקרא קטע מאגרת חטא.
Now we will read an excerpt from Rabash's letter 8, number 8, and then each friend is requested to write what he means to do during the lesson in order to achieve the love of friends, as is described by the Rabash. קטע מתוך כתבי רבש, דרך בית אגרת חטא. ואחר שכבר השגתי את הלבוש, and once I have acquired this clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. Likewise, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle in love and joy together with them in a circle. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land of many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except for my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends. So each friend writes what he means to do during the lesson in order to achieve that love of friends. Each friend writes what he means to do during the lesson in order to achieve the love of friends.
Thank you.
עכשיו כל חבר מקריא לחברים את מה שהוא כתב.
Now each friend reads what he wrote to the friends. Reads it aloud.
מה שכתבתי זה תפילה.
What I wrote is a prayer. A prayer for unity, for alvut, so that no one would think of himself, so the friends would have the force to overcome and hold each other, and there's knowledge besides him in the center of the group. And add to that a mechanical game, excitement and joy towards the friends.
First of all, let's hold Oded with us here in the circle. So Oded, this one's for you. I went for the prayer that comes before the prayer. I now ask the Creator to be able to use this opportunity during the lesson to pray for the friends so that the reforming light shines on them, so that it flows through them and connects the whole world together. Give us the power to hold on to the Elvut between us in order to give you contentment.
During the lesson, I will try to enter with you and together with the world clean to a prayer and gratitude to the Creator.
Oded, we're holding you. Let's try, for the purposes of Arvut, not to flaw things and rather to ask for the power to bestow for the friends.
Annul myself towards the desire of the friends, feel that they are great, be integrated with their desire for connection, ask the Creator to bestow the light to them, and as a result of that, to feel the love of friends.
Odad wrote L'chaim, so they have an easy birth. To ask to feel the friends, to pray for the connection in order to give contentment to the Creator.
I wrote to try to pray. The question is, what will we do in the lesson? So try to pray. Everything you said, and more than that, to draw the light, because ultimately the one who works will do what he needs to do on us.
Got nothing to add. Let's try to pray so that we'll have this connection, that the connection will come and the Creator will be able to reside in the vessel that we will prepare for him.
Kavela Shem Chazal Veyam Etzli Becha Veyam Etzli Becha Kavela Shem Amen.